ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै चेप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मेतया तर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोष्मि। First of all, I am offering my lakhs and lakhs dandavat pranam unto the lotus feet of my Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad, Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. Also, I am offering my dandavat pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, who preached the mission whole world in a very mercy. We can know Radha and Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his teachings. But nowadays, in a Vrindavan, we see that some Babaji are there, and they are telling that Swamiji or the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, really they have no any Guru Parampara. They are foolish persons, very weak persons, not knowing any Shastra. They may be bewildered by these things. But if a man who can preach the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in whole world in a very little time, he can write so many books like authentic books like Chaitanya Charitamrita, he can publish and explain Srimad Bhagavatam, the books of Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami. How he can be ordinary person? He was in the line of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, in the line of really Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sarup Damodara Ramanand and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Babaji are envious. I don't know from where they came. Where is their Guru Parampara? Actually, there is no Guru Parampara of all these Babaji, so-called Babajis. And that is why they are doing some nonsense things to real Vaishnavas. and Guru Parampara. I see that in any epic, Bhagavat, Gita, any Puran, even in Upanishads, in Vedanta, in Baldev Vidyabhushan Govinda Bhashya, or in the books of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, there is no word Babaji. Never I have seen. You cannot see Babaji word. From where this came? But in other hand we see renounce orders, sannyas. It is written in Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam Tridanda Sannyas. There is a story of Tridanda Sannyasi. In all Upanishads, it has been clearly given the method by which a person can take renounce order, sannyas, by saffron cloth and dunt and door and coffin. There is a sannyas Upanishad also. In Gita also it has been written about sannyas, who are really sannyasi. But never it has been told about Babaji any. So they have no Guru Parampara. Nothing anywhere written about that thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not himself Babaji. Madhvacharya, Ramanuja, any of them were not Babaji. We know that Ishwar Puripad, Madhvendra Puri were not Babaji, they were Sannyasi. After that, Sanatana Goswami was Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramanand, were not Sannyasis. Not Babaji. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Varanasi, in Kashi, Sanatana Goswami came in a beggar, Muslim beggar shape there. So much beard and very dirty clothes, like Mohammedan beggars. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met, he at once ran towards him and embraced him. Then he ordered to be sacred, to go take bath in Ganges and to shave all these things. He came. And then Tapan Mishra, the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wanted to give him new clothes. But he refused it. And he told, if you want to give me cloth, then you should give me old your dhoti. And he gave, and he made his baribash, outer cloth, and door and coffin of sannyasis. And he took himself, no fire sacrifice or anything. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not give any mantra to him for this, nothing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time was in his red cloth. Sanatana Goswami thought that I should be very humble. I should not take the clothes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has so much honor for that sannyasi cloth and danda and everything. So being a humble person, he took only white dress in very small, that he is not going to take so much lamba dhoti, kurta and all other things, as he required only. Minimum. Only this. To minimize, he took that base. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is not anywhere written that he took gopi bhav. That you are gopi, you are Lalita, you are Vishakha, and I am giving you 11 kinds of modes. Your name is Lalita, you are inhabitants of Barsana, your birthplace is Barsana, you are married to any Abhimanyu Gop, and your dress is this, and you are Palladasi of Radhika from today, never he gave anything. Not even anywhere written these things. Rupa Goswami, has he taken anything from anyone? Nothing. He was like ordinary. In white dress, he has taken danda and door and coffin or not, it is not written anywhere about Ji Goswami. He was Ji Goswami, not Ji Babaji. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, his older name from Grihastha. Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur and Sivas, Srinivasa Vachar, never Babaji, anywhere not written, and by in this line, that you are Gopi and what Gopi. Also, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, from to end, he was Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur householder name, Chakravarti, this is the Upadhi, title of Grihastha Vaishnava, Brahmin. Also Baldev Vidya Bhushan, not Babaji. So we see that there is no word Babaji, but it was used for old persons in villages. Like someone used to tell Sanatana Goswami, oh, you are great Babaji, Bada Babaji. So not like this that anyone coming from he has not left worldly desires, he not renounced, and he has not known all the Vaishnava established truths. He is engaged in worldly four things, eating, sleeping, fearing and mating, also involved in three W's. And anyone comes at once, Babaji used to give him, oh, you are Lalita, you are Vishakha. This is the call of all evils. This is the root of all the evils. Anywhere it is not written like this. So there is no Guru Parampara of these Babajis. And that is why they tell Gaudiya Vaishnava, from origin, from Brahma to Narada, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, Madhvacharya and his parampara, and then Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Sanatan, Jeev, Raghunath, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, three Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda, and after that Krishna Das, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, this is life. We have Gaudiya Guru Parampara. Someone can raise anything about Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that who was his guru? He accepted Bipin Bihari Goswami Nohan, but his Siksha Guru and Bhagavat Parampara Guru was Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Siksha Guru is not less than any Diksha Guru. Sometimes he may be more than Diksha Guru. Like we accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna, Rupa Goswami or Siksha Guru. Like Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has accepted four, six Siksha Guru Jayamar. Eichai Goswami is Siksha Guru Jayamar. So there should be no doubt about this, all these things. So sometimes Siksha Guru may be more superior than Diksha Guru. I know, I have so much faith and belief in my Gurudev, but I know that Rupa Goswami is Guru of my Gurudev. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, though he is Jagat Guru, but he always considered Rupa Goswami. And Srimati Radhika, his Siksha Guru. You know, Sikhi Pachamauli, this is slok.
Siksha Guru Sto Bhagavan Sikhi Pachamauli.
Bilva Mangal Thakur has prayed in his book, Krishna Karanamrit. Yes, Siksha Guru is my Krishna himself, Nandanandan. Sikhi Pachamauli, keeping black feather shear and bansi in his lips. So his guru, who was his guru? Somgiri. But he preferred his Gurudev, Siksha Guru, Krishna. He can respect his Gurudev, but he respected more superior his Shiksha Guru. So, we should not forget all these things. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has Guru, who was Bipin Bihari Goswami, has written in Chaitanya Charitamrita explanation. But his Shiksha Guru and Bhagavat Parampara Guru was Jagannath Dasaraji, no harm. Jagannath Babaji has his disciplic Guru Parampara. Srila Prabhupada has accepted Srila Gaurkishor Dasaraji Maharaj. He is undoubtedly, he was a pure Vaishnava. He was not only, but he was Mahabhagavat. Can you tell that who was Guru of Haridas Thakur? No need. If any Brahma or Prahlad Maharaj is coming in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, they don't need anything. We should accept without any doubt. Can you tell who was the Guru of Swarup Damodar? Who was the Guru of Srivas Pandit? Srivas Pandit was like Narad. Murari Gupta was
Hanuman.
He may be initiated from other, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted all. So there is no any, we don't know Guru, but we accept them. So we should not have any doubt about Swamiji that he has no Guru Parampara. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, his Guru was Srila Gaurkishor Das Raj Maharaj, you know, and his Shiksha Guru who was Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He has taken all these things, all all Siddhants and moods from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If there is no Guru Parampara of no Guru of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, yet he is Vaishnava, like Haridas Thakur and others, but he has. So we have no any doubt about this. If anyone has doubt, they will lose their bhakti and they will go to hell. All Babaji are like that. They are very jealous. And that is what they are telling. From where it began, I don't know. Can anyone of Babaji in Vrindavan, Radha Kund, they can tell that from here it begins Babaji ways? They cannot tell. But they can tell very easily, oh, Gaudiya Vaishnava has no parampara. And the bogus persons, shaking like pendulum, rejected by Gaudiya Vaishnava. So, Vyabhichari?
Bad behavior.
Dabuji.
Having so much lust, rejected by Gaudiya Vaishnava, they go and become Babaji. So you should be very strong in this thing. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada and Swamiji and we don't going to criticize them. Their rules and regulations, keeping Babaji ways. But we criticize their mood. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling in Jaiva Dharma, included in Bhagavat Parampara. Without Bhagavat Parampara, Guru Parampara is nothing.
Complete.
Not complete. You should tell. Or Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and anyone had not criticized about that base, taking door and copying. Like accepting that we are following gopis. We criticize our Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada and all Rupa Goswami, all has criticized that a newcomer person who comes, he does not know anything, something, quarreling with his wife, or his wife had divorced them, his husband. And he has no means to support his life. And anyhow he comes and sees that, oh, in this life, if I will take Babaji Vesh, then everything will be solved. Also, I may have 2, 3, 4, 5 ladies also,
widows
also, no harm, and we will then be equipped with all the things which is necessary for worldly life. Even there are no any symptom of renounce. There's too much attached with worldly things. Even then they are so lusty. There is no established truth. They don't know anything about these. They don't know what is bhakti, who is Krishna, what is bhakti rush. They don't know even which are gopis. Nothing, anything. Also, Bhakti Vinod, I am reading from Bhakti Vinod Thakur. There are no Shuddha pure bhakti to Krishna. They are always engaged in asat sangha, vishayi sangha, association of self-gratifications persons, five persons. They are also having some irsha dvesh.
Envy and malice.
Everything. But even if you go to Radha Kunda and Vrindavan, they will take only 5 anas paisa. 5 anas means?
Only quarter rupees.
25 paisa only. This value is nothing. They will take and they will think that, oh, we are making in him Guru Parampara. And at once, without delay, because they will think that he will go to other Babaji and he will make disciple. So he will at once give him, they will give up their hairs and he will give them door and coffin. And thus at once gopi mood that you are Lalita, you are Rup Manjari, you are Manjari. This is not correct method. First, we should try to obey all the rules and regulations being in Grihastha. Then be detached from worldly affairs totally. And coming in Vaishnava Sadhu Sangha, then Shraddha, and then with Shraddha again Sadhu Sangha, and then after Sadhu Sangha, he will understand the need of Sadguru, and he will inquire and khojega.
Search.
He will search a very good qualified Guru. And then he will take initiation and he will take siksha from him. Siksha means
teachings
and instruction. And he will serve Gurudev in a beautiful friends, like friends. Vishambena Gurau Seva. And he will offer totally to Gurudev. And here so many days, so many years, and we will qualify it in all this basic and all kinds of bhakti, siddhanta, established truths. He will know bhakti, sandarbha, and all Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he will qualify it, and he will come to the stage of nishtha. And after completing the course of nishtha, when he will be matured in nishtha, then ruchi will come automatic. When ruchi will come, it will come first on bhajan, that is chanting, remember, and all these things. So it is also of two kinds. then asakti will come. It is also of two kinds. First it will come, asakti in chanting, remembering, and it will be now again, it will turn into asakti towards bhajaniya, that is Krishna and Radha, conjugal, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he will be qualified to take this vesh, door and coffin. And mood of 11 moods can come at that stage, and Guru will help him in taking ekadas, what is your siddhadeh, in that very stage, not before this. If before this anyone giving him siddhadeh, then he will go to hell, certainly. So in this stage, Gurudev tells him that you are so and so. Your name, Siddhane Nam, is this. Not outwardly he does anything, like Sarva Damodar. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all these things to Radha Kund when he came, and he was so much learned in all kinds of bhakti. And you know how he was renounced? He used to take the rotten remnants of Jagannath Dev, even taken by cows.
Rejected by
cows. So we should be qualified like this, and then we will be qualified for Ekadas, 11 kinds of modes. And then our Siddhadeh, by Siddhadeh, we can serve 24 hours. This is real method, and this is Siddha Pranali. Not that anyone is coming, and what I told, not qualified, just today coming, and oh, you are Lalita Gopi, you are this and that, you are the daughter of Vishvabhanu Maharaj, and you have been married to Javat, and your place is in Radha Kunda, and you are so beautiful, Mohini, and you are Gauri, and he has so much, what? His hair, beard, and giving all this, he becomes in a shape of Gopi, taking
nose ring,
making choti here, wearing the ornaments of white, ladies, some nupur, ankle belt in the fists, and they become gopi. We don't follow these things. And in disguise, he will be with so many widows in India, and they will ill childs. So this is not real method and Siddha Pranali. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is giving, and Srila Rupa Goswami has given this Siddha Pranali. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, they have given this bona fide Siddha Pranali. But we cannot follow in this stage. We'll have to remember all our anatsa, aparad, and that should be asakti, that should be very, very attachment in chanting, remembering, and all kinds of offenses have gone away. And then Gurudev will kindly, mercifully, he will accept him as his guru, as his disciple, and he will give the parishya,
identification
of his siddha. We have all, what? Siddhade. But it is hidden by Maya. Indeed, this material body and my body. But it is there. But who will know? If outer you are having Purushbhav means?
Male mood.
But hiding this, being a female, and you will associate with other ladies, then what will be? So he must go to hell, and they are going. There is no guru parampara of these Vaishnavas. So we should try to be very bona fide in this, and very strong. Have they written any book, all Babaji? Never. They don't know what is all these things. Once our Guruji was in Vrindavan with 400 persons, pilgrims, and he was doing Braj Mandal Parikrama. He invited so many Babajis. About 400 Babaji came, gathered there. All the Babajis, what is the aim and object of your sadhan and bhajan? They told that we want to be liberated and we want to mix in Brahma and we want to become Brahma. Even they don't know Mayavad, what is Mayavad against bhakti. Then Guru Maharaj was very, very angry and he began to cut their all kinds of arguments. So, we should know that our Guru Parampara is bona fide. Don't associate with Babaji. You can associate if you are so strong like us. I used to go to in Parikrama to Radha Kunda and challenge them that if you are learned, you know anything, then come and discuss all these things. If I will be defeated, I will be Babaji. And I will be your disciple. Otherwise, you should be my disciple. Never anyone can come and answer. So you should think that we are in very good parampara, bona fide parampara. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that you should also have you read Jaiva Dharma? You should try to read it very carefully. There were two persons, Vijay Kumar and Brajanath. They at first accepted Guru as Vaishnavadas in Mayapur, and they learned all kinds of bhaktis and everything, 64 kinds of bhaktis and everything. They were now expert in bhakti. And then their Guru sent them to Vrindavan.
Jagannathpuri.
And they met with Gopal Guru. And there they learnt what is bhakti and what is bhakti ras. Who is Krishna? Who is Srimati Radhika and who are gopis? And what is how a bhakti can be turned into bhakti ras? They became so perfect in all these things. And after that, Gopal Guru gave them these things, Ekadash modes, and the door and coffin. This is the thing. This is Siddha Pranali. What Babaji are doing now, they are doing nonsense. Not in Siddha Pranali. They should first learn Tina Dapi Suni Chena, Taro Rapi Sahishnuna, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. They should be like this. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling here. We see nowadays, have you Jaiva Dharma?
Not with me, no.
Achha. He is telling that now we can see in Vrindavan that they have left their homes in very childhood and they come to Vrindavan and Radha Kund having so much lust in their hearts, knowing nothing about bhakti, they are ignorant of all these things. They come to Vrindavan Radha Kund and then they take this Siddha Pranali, not Siddha, Asiddha Pranali. What is Asiddha?
Unperfect, imperfect system.
Babaji base. And become Babaji. And if you tell who are you, what is your name? Oh, my name is Lalita Devi. Oh, you are Lalita Devi. They try to hide their female organs.
Male
organs. And they try to show that they are gopi. Whether they are not doing. But in beginning, they don't know how to wash their hands and tool and other things that become Lalita Devi. then they will certainly want any Krishna. Then they search so many gopis, and thus they go to hell. This is not Siddha Pranali Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling. So they must be qualified. A guru should think first to whom they are going to give this Babaji vesh, door and coping. Whether he is qualified for this or not, they should see whether they have attained Samdham and Brahma mood or not. Samdham means
self-control. Controlling the mind, controlling the senses.
Controlling mind and this body, all senses also. They have given up money attraction or not. They have given up the lalsa of jiva.
Attachment of the tongue.
Attachment of tongue. What is that? To take very bitter things, to take cigarette, to take wine, to take
ganja.
Not all these things, but very attracted to ganja and bhang and drugs. This will lead certainly to a hell. Everywhere. In Upadeshamritam, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Rupa Goswami has told that someone think like Indian, some yogis, that it will help to take ganja, bhang, cigarette. They don't take cigarette, but ganja and bhang. And they think, now we are absorbed in Krishna prema. But they are so foolish, they cannot imagine that they are going to be mad. Like dogs and hawks. Anywhere in the books of Rupa Goswami or Chaitanya Charitamrita or in the books of Jiva Goswami, even in Srimad Bhagavata, it has been told. What? Aslok, Dutam, Panam, Istriyam, Suna, Jatra, Chaturvida. We should try to about first coming to Gurudev or before coming to Gurudev in Grihastha life. We should control four things. Basic principles. These are not bhakti, but yet they will take us in the door of bhakti. Dutam. Dutam means?
Gambling.
Panam? You can read. Panam, cigarette, even cigarette, vidi, tambaku, and the masala of tambaku.
Tobacco
and its supporters, like afim, ganja is given in them.
Marijuana,
and all other things. They will bring lust surely in a day or two or in a three. Their intelligence will go away. They will go out of bhakti route. That is surely. So all Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, Srila Sukadeva Goswami prohibited for all kinds of devotees. Don't touch it, all these things. So don't think that they will add something helpful, like some things like this. In India, some Vaishnava of Ramanandi, they take opium, ganja, bhang, and chilam, very big chilam.
Water pipe.
And flame of their water pipe goes so high. And then he is considered to be a very high class of Vaishnava. They become naked and quarrel with Farsha. each other. Very dangerous tamasic. So we should be abhorred. This is maha.
Hideous offense.
Offense, no, man, poison like this. So we should try to give up all these things. And then, if you have any desire for making money, for sense gratification, then he should not be given that Babaji base. What I told. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling, Rupa Goswami is telling in Upadeshamritam, Jihva Veg. If anyone giving in this stage, then it is not Siddha Pranali. It is the Pranali way to go to hell. So we should try to be very much strong in our Guru Parampara. Our Guru Parampara is right, but their Guru Parampara is not right. Artificial. Only from 100 years this Siddha Pranali has come. But our real Siddha Pranali has come from Vedas, Upanishadas. Shankara, he is giving Siddha Pranali to Chatushan, and Narada is giving to another. This is Siddha Pranali. We accept this. But in a right way, in a right process and in right time. If any doing, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that, you should do. In Vrindavan, they argue like this, that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has no Siddha Pranali, no Guru Parampara. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, likewise, no Guru Parampara. We should think this very deeply and carefully, that who was the Guru of Parikshit Maharaj? Can tell? We know that he may be in worldly Guru. He could have been
family guru,
like a
priest.
Or Guru Nam Chava, Sandilya or others. But he heard Srimad Bhagavat from bona fide Vaishnava Sukadeva Goswami, renounced, detached from worldly desires, quite free. And Sukadeva Goswami has been given everything by his father and Guru Srila Vyasadeva. He heard it, Srila Srimad Bhagavatam. And as a result, by hearing only Srimad Bhagavatam, even not practicing, he went direct to Golok Vrindavan. And Bhakti Vinod, Srila Sanatana Goswami has told that he came in the shape of any gopi to serve conjugal. This is the process. There are two processes. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. They are bona fide disciples of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and his Guru. Someone tells that, where is Siddha Pranali? Has he not heard all these things from his Siksha Guru and father Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur? Like Parikshit Maharaj heard everything from Sukadeva Goswami? So there are two processes. One process, if he is qualified in all these things, like Vijay Kumar in Jaiva Dharma, or Srimad Bhagavatam Parikshit Maharaj is qualified, then he can minimize his dresses and he can take himself door or coffin. No harm. Like Ramanuj took initiation from his guru. Ramanuj. He took initiation from his a guru of low caste, but he was disciple of Jamunacharya.
Jadav Prakash.
No.
No. Achyuta
No, no, no. He was not Mayavadi. He took only... Then, he wanted to take renounce order from his Gurudev Jamunacharya. When he reached to Rangam, he saw that his Guru has left world and his material body was coming. He saw that his three fingers are like this. Why? He asked from other disciples of Jamunacharya. They could not answer. Then he promised, I will take sannyas here from him. Just now, I am taking. And he took. And his one finger came like this. One. And then he promised that I will make a commentary on Vedanta. Two came. And then he promised that I will preach Sut Pure Bhakti and I will write so many Bhakti books. Three came. Then he instructed Jamunacharya like his Guru. He thought that my Gurudev never died. He is eternal. It is a illusory maya that he is a body is sin that he is dead. But Guru, bona fide Guru, qualified Guru never dies. So you think that your Prabhupada, that is Bhaktivedanta Swami, had never died. Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, never died. Any of disciple Guru who was qualified, they will never die. I think that you will also not die, you will change your body like clothes. You are eternal. So, Ramanuj took sannyas there, his door, coffin and dund. After his departure from this world, why Prabhupada cannot take renounce order from Gaurakishore Das Swami Maharaj, eternal, but he was now, he has been disappeared at that time. Why he cannot take? And he took Ekadash modes, this 11 modes, Siddha Deh, Siddha Pranali, from Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. It is not wrong. It is in line of Guru Parampara. Anyone cannot deny. If we can deny Sukadeva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Vyasadeva, Ramanuja, Madhya, then we can deny Srila Prabhupada. He was so bold. He was Jagat Guru. He has brought a very revolution in Bhakti cult. He has reformed all these things. So he is certainly in Guru Parampara. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur took everything from Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Ekadash Modes, and that is why he has written in this. This is Siddha Pranali. But being so much qualified, being free from all kinds of anartha and everything, then it will come automatic from upper side. It will descend in the heart of pure devotees, in the stage of bhav. So before taking this bhav coming, and you are going to imitate, I am Gopi, I am Siddha Pranali, in Siddha Pranali, and you will see that his Gurudev is making so much lust with others, devotees, his family, female devotees. So we should not be bewildered in these things. I know so many, those who left Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji, and went to Babaji, and they again returned to their lusts, and they took so many Mataji here and there, and they left everything. Now they are drinking, making merry, and they are taking drugs and all kinds. Someone has died. They have suicided themselves, I know all. And in this line, 54 years, serving all the main disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I am associating with all. So I know so many things that so many devotees, they don't know all these things. So you must be very strong that Swamiji has Guru Parampara, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti, Siddhant Saraswati, Bhakti Vinod Thakur has real Guru Parampara. You should not be bewildered. If you bewildered, you will have to take your bad fruits. Go on. Will not do anything. Never. You are reading Shastra, you are reading Satsang Dharva, and you are learning Sanskrit, Anuswar and Visarga. It will not do. Nowadays there is going on a line like this. Pariya Sunya Lok Sav Galo Chare Khare in Chaitanya Chetamit, in Chaitanya Bhagavati it has been written. You know that how learned was Keshav Kashmiri, but he was not touch of bhakti at all. He was defeated at once by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that the reading of Shastra does not tell to give up Krishna bhakti practices. You should now give up all the, you should give up every, all these things and try to practice bhakti yoga, offer yourself in the lotus feet of your Gurudev, Krishna and Radha and Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Gaurachandra. Then bhakti will come descend in your heart. Only learning will not do. You are qualified in Anuswar, Visarga, Sanskrita. You are reading all these things. It will not give. Unless you have mercy of your Gurudev. Mercy of Krishna and Nityananda Prabhu, Baldev Prabhu. So you should go in proper way. Don't follow them. Only learning of Sanskrit will not do anything. It will make us like a, what? Gnostic.
Atheist.
So, nowadays, going on this. So we should be very careful for this. We should know, also understand very strongly that a man who has told us all the bhakti's things to us, he has given many, so many instructions. And he has made us from bahirmukh to antarmukh.
But backward to inward.
Looking towards Krishna, becoming inspired to become Krishna conscious instead of...
How we can be without Guru Parampara? It may be in some cases that to whom we have taken initiation and he is not perfect, but he is still Vaishnava. If he is not Vaishnava, you can give up him then. But if he is Vaishnava, he is Madhyam Adhikari, and he is practically really in the line of his Gurudev and Guru Parampara, he should not be avoided. Never. You should tell him very politely that, Gurudev, can I go to Jiva Goswami to learn all these things? Oh, Gurudev will be happy. Oh, yes, at once you should go. And Shyamananda Prabhu Narottam Thakur and they did at once. This is not fault. If my Gurudev, chanting and remembering well, but he is not perfect in Shastra Siddhanta so much, then he can permit you happily to go to him. You can go to Puri Maharaj, you can go to Sridhar Maharaj, you can go to this Vaishnava, they will help you. So this is not bad. But he does not know, he has no Siddha Pranali, and he does not know all these things. He cannot give Gopi Bhav, and so we should reject. It is very big, big offense. We should try to be careful, very. Nowadays this thought is going on. To waste our time, I have told in brief all these things. So you should be carefully, because from now unreal Vrindavan and unreal Radhakund, some thoughts like this is coming, and they are making so much
problems
for neophyte devotees. So you should be very strong in this. Don't lose faith in the lotus feet of Śrīla Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and his Guru Parampara. His Guru Parampara is bona fide. He is bona fide Vaishnava, and you should respect like Krishna himself, more than him. Jasya Devi Parabhakti Jatha Devi Tatha Guru Se Krista Yartha Prakashante Manatmana. So you should be very strong. Then Krishna will accept you, otherwise Krishna never accept you. Now, if anyone has doubt, they can personally come to me and ask me, and I will try to satisfy them. Now, I want that Gyandas Prabhu, he should recite the kirtan, Gauranga Balita Have Pulaka Sarir, and then I will again return to my own class, that is Bhakti Rasamish Sindhu Bindu, that I began in Holland.